Return to Ephraim, Wisconsin. By the way, population 288. Back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this.
This segment of now back to Peter Greenberg.
18 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Ephraim, Wisconsin in Door County, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. You can do it in your sleep. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. We'll be doing that a little bit later in the show. And as I do every week at this time, I encourage you to go to our website with the imaginative name of petergreenberg.com. And you'll find our comprehensive list of all the aid and relief organizations doing all that hard and essential work all around the world. People who are allowing you to immerse yourself in an up-close and personal way and give back every time you travel. And what you'll discover, I guarantee you, is that what you get back from what you give back is exponential in return and truly well worth it, perhaps even a life-changing experience. We always like to localize the volunteerism opportunities, and Door County is no exception. The Ridges Sanctuary is the oldest private nature reserve in Wisconsin. They permanently protect over 1,600 acres. Their mission, of course, is to research, educate, and preserve all the natural wonders here of Door County. And their sanctuary could not do it if they didn't have volunteers. Now, they have about 200 volunteers right now, but they'll take you as well because you can even be a hike assistant. You ready for this? My favorite title, a lighthouse keeper. I'll take that job. You can help with trail construction and maintenance. Upkeep of the buildings and boardwalks. But here's the best part about it. You get to do it with somebody who actually lives here. You're given a tour by the locals. You immerse yourself in the culture. You'll probably have better food than I'll ever have. And what kind of an experience do you have? Especially since all the positions that I just mentioned to you require no prior knowledge or experience. So therefore, I qualify. It's unbelievable. If you want more information, just go right to our website, petergreenberg.com or ridgessanctuary.org, and they'll help you out. So when you come up here to Door County, at least give them a half a day. You'll probably give them more, and you'll find out everything you wanted to see in a completely different and wonderful way. Speaking about finding out stuff, you know, I'd say that the population of Ephraim is officially like 288 people. It's not big. But guess what? They have a historical foundation, and the docent of that is Linda Carey, one of the 288. Hi, Linda.
Hi. How are you?
Now, I have said this before. And I said it earlier in the show, most people fly over Wisconsin. They don't see how great a state it is. And as well, it just comes to figure at that point that most people don't know Door County, not to mention Ephraim. So tell me something that I don't know, which, by the way, when it comes to Ephraim, is probably just slightly more than everybody else.
Probably one of the things that you may not know is that when Door County was born as a county, it only had a part or two with people in it. Ephraim was not the first of the villages, but when it was founded in 1853 by a band of 16 Moravians, several of whom were children and of no use when building a cabin, they had a hard time.
That's also true today, by the way.
It is true today. We've never employed any of our children to build a house. It seems to me that people who came here in those days were far braver than any of us, because what they had to endure was dreadful. But thank goodness they came, because here we still are, 100 and several years later.
And you've lived here all your life.
No, I was born here, raised here, and now I'm back. We came as often as we could, but you know, you go where the jobs are, and my husband worked in several different states. We lived in several different states, enjoyed each one of them, some more than others.
But at the end of the day, you came back.
About 4 years ago, permanently. We've had a house here almost 20 years.
And you've been married for?
55, almost 56 years.
So he hasn't found out yet?
No.
Okay, just double checking. I just know. But you're a Wisconsin girl. I mean, you went to Lawrence and Appleton.
I did.
Right?
I did.
So you were never that far away from Door County.
Even as a child, I knew Door County was special. And of course, those of us who lived in Ephraim thought Ephraim was the most perfect of towns. I'm sorry to say we still think so. However, I do realize that many other towns in Door County are equally wonderful. I hate to admit that.
Go ahead, you can.
The beauty here is incredible. And I think even as a very small child, we all knew that. Where else could you be where there is water everywhere? We have huge miles of shoreline. We have a state park, only the second state park that was formed in Wisconsin. It's 3,700 some acres. We look right at it across from Ephraim. It's gorgeous. We will never have condominiums over there.
And you don't want them?
I do not.
Is there a height restriction here?
Yes. On the main street facing the water, they hope that you will build a one-story building. Evidently, some people didn't get that. And we do have a couple that are a little larger. I understand there was quite a hue and cry when that happened. Luckily, I wasn't here, so I didn't have to fight about it.
But in terms of the history, how have you been able to preserve the history here?
The best thing to say is that word of mouth, as in the days of the old Native Americans who passed everything along with serious purpose, all of our elderly people knew a lot of things and remembered a lot of things.
It was all about storytelling.
It was all about storytelling. We have many, many storytellers in this county.
So stories were told to you?
Yes.
And you told them to somebody else?
I did, and I still am. I'm a tour guide, and I really enjoy it. Sometimes you throw in something that may not be usual, and everybody laughs.
Like what?
Well, I love the ghost stories. It has nothing to do with Door County being special, but it's pretty cute.
Well, give me a ghost story.
All right. Right behind you in the state park, there was a man who lived there and all by himself, finally got married, had a few children. He was a fisherman, and he decided that he would go out on his own. Instead of working for other people, he fished by himself. We're talking in the late 1890s.
And?
And after his wife passed away and his children grew up and moved away, he continued fishing, and one day he went out in his fishing boat, and he never came back. In the meantime, after his wife died, he decided that evidently he would probably die soon at some point or another, and so he made himself a coffin.
And?
And after he disappeared, and his body and his boat were never found, all the children of the area, especially the summertime children, went over to the park and went into the house, and they loved to get into the coffin. And of course, if they knew other kids were coming, they would close the coffin lid.
And then
lid.
Surprise them.
Oh, yes. Oh, jump yeah. up and yell and carry on. My mother talked about this all the time, about how the naughty children went over there. She, of course, never claimed that she had done so.
But she was aware of the story. Of
yes, she was.
Where's the coffin today?
Well, when his body was never found, his daughter came up and claimed it. She said she thought she'd like to be buried in that coffin, and so they took it, I think, to Chicago, and she was buried, and supposedly the ghost was never heard from again. He must have been happy that the coffin was being used.
I love it. What about the Little Yacht Club?
The Little Yacht Club is only little in the amount of property that it owns. I belong to it since I was a child. I learned to sail there. My husband was its commodore some years ago.
Do you still call him commodore?
Actually, I try not to. But, you know, I had a title, too. The wife of the commodore is called the Mamador. The Yacht Club was founded in 1906, probably because there was nothing much to do in Ephraim in those days. If you didn't like sitting around on a rocking chair on the porch of your resort or take lots of walks, there wasn't anything else to do. So somebody said, let's have a regatta. And 4 days later they did. And we've never missed having one every year since. The Ephraim Regatta is well known in the Great Lakes.
And how many boats participate?
Anywhere from 20 to 50.
Wow.
Yes, and they're all small. We often have more than one class, but recently only the Flying Scott class.
What would you say is the biggest surprise for a first-time visitor here, something they're not expecting to see?
That's a hard question. I would say the most wonderful part about Door County is its beauty. Its natural beauty cannot be surpassed. It might be equaled, but it can't be surpassed. People probably now come here and are surprised that there are so many things to do. There is a lot in the art department, music. We have the Peninsula Music Festival, which is, I think, 64 years old this year. World-class musicians. There's something for everyone to do.
And in February?
in February, the weather is gorgeous. I used to live in Florida. My husband and I were there for 37 years. That was one of the reasons why we came back here. Florida is just too darn hot.
And Wisconsin is not too darn cold?
Not for me. Some people think so.
Well, stick with us. When we come back, I want to talk about some of the secrets here in Ephraim and in Door County, places to go, places to eat, things that are not in the brochure, not in the guidebooks, okay?
Okay.
All right, Linda Carey from the Ephraim Historical Society. Back with more from Ephraim right after this.
Once again, here's your host, Peter Greenberg.
33 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Ephraim, Wisconsin, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. We'll be doing that a little bit later in the show. We've been speaking to Linda Carey, the docent at the Ephraim Historical Foundation. Ephraim, by the way, population 288, more or less.
Yes.
Right?
That's
so
right.
I've got one of the 288 here. When you go out, I mean, I've said this before, having been in Wisconsin since I'm 17, right? I went to school in Madison. When I first came, you know, there was just pizza, garlic bread, and brats, and beer. And the definition of sautéed was extremely deep fried. Now you've got some great restaurants.
We do. We have some fabulous restaurants. We're very, very lucky. Having lived in cities, I don't feel put upon at all to just eat in Door County.
Right, but where do you go? Where's your favorite place that's not in the brochure, not in the guidebooks, but it's a place you like to hang out, let's say for breakfast?
For breakfast, I like to go practically next door to the old post office.
Yeah, I've heard about the post office, but it's not. Is it still the post office?
No, it's the third location of the post office, and we're on our sixth one now.
Maybe the post office doesn't like you.
It was a post office long before I was here.
But here's the cool thing. For a population of 288, you still have one.
I know. And we're
How'd that happen?
We don't
The post
know.
Office is canceling all around the world.
And they've
right?
tried to cancel us a few
yeah.
times. We keep fighting back, and we hope we'll be successful.
Do they still do mail delivery here?
We never do mail delivery here. You have to go to the post office to pick your mail up.
And you want to say, that's why you still have one.
Maybe that's it.
Yep.
Maybe that's
so
it.
So you have a post office box.
I do.
And how long have you had that box number?
Well, we changed it about 10 years ago because I'm short and it was up high.
Wow, that's a good reason to change it.
I thought so.
Okay, so the post office is now a restaurant?
The post office is a restaurant and part of a very lovely motel resort also.
Okay, so that's and what do you order for breakfast?
Well, they are well known for wonderful homemade pancakes, buttermilk pancakes. But they do everything really well.
Yeah, but you forgot something.
What?
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup has to be made in Door County. Many people make their own. Many businesses sell their own. And you cannot beat it. The maple syrup that is sold in grocery stores under famous names is not maple syrup. It's corn syrup with a little maple flavoring.
Ah, thank you for that education there. And people, listen, I came up here, I bought some yesterday, so I know, right? Mm-hmm. I also bought honey.
Good for you. We have lots of people making honey up here.
And then, of
Actually,
course...
Actually, the bees make the honey. You may have known that.
Yeah, thank you for sharing. Okay. And cherries.
Oh, my goodness. Cherries are so big here. There is...
Driving up yesterday, I couldn't go maybe 500 yards without seeing another sign saying, pick your own, right?
And that's big fun if you don't mind being sticky. I prefer to go to the cherry co-op during the season and buy it.
Let somebody else do the work.
That's right. And
okay.
They'll pit it for you, too.
Now, these aren't the sweet cherries, are they? These
no.
These are the tart cherries.
Yes, they're called Montmorency cherries,
which means
they're wonderful.
Which means you're making pies.
You're making many, many pies. Many.
How's your cherry pie?
I am not a real big fan of cherry pie. I know how
After
to
After what
make
you
it,
just said about cherries?
But I love cherry jam. That's what I make.
Ah, so you make your own cherry jam.
I do.
That's why you're still married, right?
Maybe so. I hadn't thought of that.
Okay. Now, lunch and dinner, where do you go?
We love to go to the waterfront in Sister Bay. We love the shoreline.
Now, how far is Sister Bay from here?
Oh, about 4 miles.
That's amazing.
Yes.
You could bike it.
I could.
Yeah.
I wouldn't.
No, but you could.
I don't approve of exercise.
Really?
Really. The turning the pages of the book is the most exercise I want.
And making cherry jam.
That's true.
Okay. I mean, you had to do some kind of work.
That's right.
Okay. And what are you eating for lunch there? In Sister Bay?
In Sister Bay. Probably something that's rather simple because we prefer to go out for dinner.
Ah. Okay. Dinner's the big meal. So where are you going?
Dinner is wonderful. And that's at the waterfront and that's at the shoreline. That's at Alexander's and Fish Creek. If you want to go for lunch, but you can also go for dinner, you could go to the Coyote Roadhouse. You asked about something that many people might not know about, and that might be one of them.
And what do you get there?
Really, a huge variety. You would think it was only burgers, but they make many things. They have bigger things at dinner, many lunch-type things.
And the signature dish at dinner for you is?
And anywhere at all, I pick whitefish. We have the best whitefish in the world.
A fish boil?
I do not love fish boils.
She doesn't like exercising. She doesn't like fish boils, but she'll eat the whitefish.
I will. I will.
And what, grilled?
No, I prefer it broiled.
Ah. Breaded?
Maybe not.
I'll be your server tonight.
My mother was a fabulous cook, so I really like mostly the things that she prepared in the way she prepared them.
See, my mother was not a fabulous cook. She'd tell me to eat my lima beans because of all the starving kids in India.
Oh, yeah.
And I ate the lima beans, and I realized why the kids were starving in India because
right.
They hated the lima beans, too.
I
mean,
that
argument did not work with me.
That's right.
But at least your mom was a great cook.
She was. Well, everybody in Ephraim was a great cook in those days. We had 11 wonderful hotels when I was a little girl. Everyone served breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and I've eaten in every one in my lifetime, and they were all terrific.
Linda Carey, the docent at the Ephraim Historical Foundation. Don't look to see an extra cycle in her house, but she might invite you over for some cherry jam. Back with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide from Door County and Ephraim right after this.
Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
43 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Ephraim, Wisconsin. That's in Door County, right on the shores of Lake Michigan, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. Email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We'll actually start doing that and solving those problems in our next segment. We've been talking a lot about fish in this show because, well, I like to eat fish, but, you know, when I grew up, as a college student in Madison, I didn't eat a lot of fish. I ate a lot of, well, brats and steak and cheese and a lot of cheese and more cheese. I still eat a lot of cheese, but now I'm a pescatarian. And if you're going to be in Door County, you're going to eat a lot of fish, which is great. And joining me now is a guy who knows a lot about fish. His name is Charles Hendrickson, but he owns Hendrickson Fisheries. I mean, Door County is fish.
Yes, it is.
That's a tremendous answer, Charles. Can you elaborate?
Well, with all the water we have here around Door County, sport fishing and commercial fishing has always been an important part of what's happening here.
And there's a huge demand.
Huge demand, yeah.
So what are you growing? It's because it's fisheries, right? Are you farming a lot of fish?
No. We're wild caught,
even
sustainable
better. Okay, now we're talking. Now we're talking.
We provide a tremendous amount of supply to the local restaurants and fish boils and fish houses. And
yeah, we talked a little bit about fish boils before because that's a tradition up here.
Yes, it is.
Right? And you never get tired of it?
I don't eat it every day, but you know, it's a great way to enjoy fish. It's a wonderful meal, and it's prevalent all over Door County here with people boiling whitefish.
So you're catching whitefish?
We're catching whitefish, yep.
How are you catching them?
We fish with a net called a trap net. It's a big set net that we actually take a boat that has a cabin in the front and a big open deck, and we slide it under part of the trap, and we take the fish out with dip nets. So the fish are still swimming when we catch them. It's a lot, you know, they're live when we catch them. And we sort them for size or type. If there's something we can't use, we can throw them back and they swim away. And then we rush those to our processing plant and deliver them to the restaurants the same day.
I mean, when you get to the processing plant, I mean, you obviously clean them.
Oh, sure.
Do you vacuum pack them too?
We don't do a lot of vacuum packing. We used to do vacuum packing and ship out of the county now, but now we do very little of that. Almost everything's fresh in our processing plant.
Okay, how big is the whitefish, by the way?
Well, there have to be 17 inches for us to keep them. So a 17-inch fish could range from a pound and a half to 2 pounds.
And what's the biggest whitefish you've ever caught?
Oh, we've caught some that are well over 10 pounds, which is, you know, fairly unusual. And usually not this time of year. Sometimes in the fall run, when the older fish school up to come onto the spawning grounds, we might see some bigger fish like
that.
Now,
you're not fishing during the winter.
We have. There's times we have. Yeah, we fish that open boat longer than most. You know, last year, I think we finished up the 6th of January, and there's been years we've started by the end of February. But it's really April through October, and then we do a little bit in December.
Now, you say there are only two kinds of fish people, the people who look at the water and the people who go in the water?
Two kinds of people that come to Door County.
Uh-huh.
People that look at the water and people who go on the water. And everyone who's looking at the water wants to go on the water. They just need to find the opportunity. And there's a whole bunch more now with tour boats.
You're doing commercial fishing, but I mean,
right.
If I came out here, I couldn't just hop on your boat.
Well, if you'd have to ask permission, but you could hop on our boat.
That's what I'm saying. So if somebody comes out here as a visitor, what a great experience to go fishing with you guys.
Sure. But I have friends who have been telling me for 20 years they're going to go with me, and they never show up. So
what you're telling me is you got space. You got space for me.
Yeah, I couldn't bring 10 people with me, but if a couple people wanted to ride along, we sure could show them what we're doing.
That's great.
Yeah.
And you could teach them, too.
Sure, it'd be a great learning experience.
And what other than whitefish?
Whitefish is primarily what we catch. We also catch a fish called a burbot, also called a lawyer. It's kind of like a freshwater cod, and we catch limited amounts of that. But there's some local demand for that. We export some of that to Washington Island to my good friend Kenny Coyen,
But you've been here 43 years.
I have.
That's cool. Fishing all that time. That's great.
Pretty much right from the start.
All right. I'm coming back and I'm jumping on your boat. So hold that space that all your friends didn't want from me, okay?
No, you got it.
Charles Henriksen, I'm going white fishing with you.
Good.
I won't even just look at the water. I'll go on the water.
There you should.
Back right after this.
Now back to Peter Greenberg Worldwide.
52 minutes after the hour, Peter Greenberg here with you from Ephraim, Wisconsin in Door County, taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER. And if you can't get through on the phones, you know the drill. You email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. In fact, we're going to do that right now. Here's one from Bill Curry in Scottsdale, Arizona. My wife and I are doing a trip across country to check out domestic wineries and breweries. We do tend to get carried away when we drink. Well, there's an admission, especially when it is a social setting. We know some places have drivers that drive you to and from your hotel, but do all do that? I wish more wineries would. I'm sure there's some kind of a strange liability issue and lawyers standing at the gates with subpoenas, but the point is there's another way to do it. And we live in the world of Uber and Lyft. We also, depending on where you're going in the country, you know, I think virtually every state but one in the United States makes wine. So you've got your work cut out for you if you're going to do that kind of a tour. But since you've been so open and upfront about the fact that you do imbibe, you're going to have to prearrange that designated driver either back to your hotel or front and back, because what's going to happen with your rental car if you can't drive it? So you've got to plan ahead. And bottom line is you can do that anywhere now. It's not a question of the winery providing the designated driver. It's your responsibility, but in many cities, you don't have to necessarily just do Uber. You can cut a deal with a local taxi driver to take you there, pick you up, you know, an hour and a half later, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's not a difficult deal at all. Here's one from Michelle Cullen in Ocean Beach, California, as opposed to Ocean Beach, New York. Since Cuba is opening its borders to the States, I was wondering if you will be doing a show there. Also wondering if you would ever do North Korea. Well, the answer is yes to both. We are going to do a show from Cuba a little bit later this year, and I'll let you know. If you read our website, petergreenberg.com, we will announce it. I've been going to Cuba since 1978. I try to go at least twice a year, so this will be great to be able to broadcast from there. But the answer is yes, we will do it, and we're really looking forward to it. As far as North Korea is concerned, the answer is yes again. I've been to North Korea twice, but never to broadcast, because as you know, you're heavily restricted and heavily managed. That is still sadly the case, but I suspect in the next 18 months that won't be the case, because the one thing from an economic point of view that can actually save North Korea is travel and tourism. I mean, think about this. What does North Korea manufacture that the world consumes in any sort of volume? Answer, unless you're in the market for really bad working Scud missiles, they got nothing other than the possibility of travel and tourism. And believe it or not, they know it. They're just trying to manage it, and you know what happens then. It slows the process down until they can't manage it anymore, and then it opens wide up. That's what's happening now in Cuba. So within the next 18 months, I fully suspect I will not only be back in North Korea, but we will be broadcasting from there with very, very few restrictions. Call me a wishful thinker, but I think the economics of travel will trump, I hate to use the word trump, will trump the political opportunities that the North Koreans are still trying to maintain. So stay tuned. Here's one from Terry Yeager in Dover, Delaware. One of only four capitals in the States, by the way, with the same first letter as the state itself. I just thought I'd give you that. The other three are Indianapolis, Indiana, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and Honolulu, Hawaii. Aren't you glad I did that today? Okay, now, here's the letter from Tara. My husband and I are planning a trip to the UK and will most likely stay in Scotland than anywhere else. We are not really big city people, so we don't want to stay in Edinburgh or Glasgow. We are wondering if there are any trips that do camping in the Highlands. There are, and you can find them easily on some of the British websites, because the British love to do that. We will try to get that information for you as well. But if you're looking for places that are not tourist traps in Scotland or big cities, as you say, I'll give you two. One is Loch Fyne and a beautiful little hotel there called the Craigens Inn. And the other is the community of Arisaig and the Arisaig Inn. Before you ever go to Scotland, I suggest you go to Netflix or go down to your local, well, I was almost going to say Blockbuster. Boy, am I dating. But there's a wonderful movie that anybody wanting to go to Scotland should see as a prerequisite for ever traveling there, and that's called Local Hero, produced by David Putnam, who did Chariots of Fire. It was Burt Lancaster's last movie, the music by Dire Straits and Mark Knopfler, one of the all-time great movies of ever. But of course, it showcases Scotland in a way that is truly real and wonderful. And I certainly hope that you'll get a chance to see the movie. And let us know. Check our website out. We'll have that information on for you within a week. Okay? Here's one from Natalia Tabak in Madison, Wisconsin, not far from where we are today. I'm applying for a travel credit card and might not just get it because I have no credit history. If I don't get it, is there any way for me to get some kind of travel card, or just need money on hand? No, it's called your debit card. Get an ATM card. Have it linked to your checking account, which they are, and use a debit card that will not charge you a foreign transaction fee, and figure out what limits you want on that card. It's the best way to manage your money anyway, and by not using a credit card, you're not paying interest, and you're only using ATM cards overseas where you actually need the day of exchange rate that they're charging their customers, and you're not going to be hit with big commission fees. So you're actually in the most beneficial position you could be in. So forget the credit card. Use your ATM card. Hey, that music means you're out of time for the entire show. Lots of people to thank. Jeff Ryder and Frank Porco doing the boards back in Connecticut. Dara Stone, our chief producer. Tim Lays, Mary Christine, the famous Mary Christine, otherwise known as MC, and Ryan Ricard helping us out right here as a production person here in Door County. Hey, everybody, we'll see you next week from another remote location somewhere around the world. Here comes August.
You've been listening to Peter Greenberg Worldwide. Visit our website at www.petergreenberg.com.